Stove texted me yesterday. He said, you got to come up with a top five. I was like, top five of what? Well, he's like, well, you can do anything you want. Top five, you can do top five. I think McPherson the other day did top five, like sports movies, baseball movies, football, whatever it might be. Top five. You could do sports drinks. You could do athletes. You could do a number of different things. So, you know, I came up with, and I had six, but I came up with top five things that the Melusis boys say. So Jackson, Paul, Gregory, 12, 10, and 8. They got back to school yesterday. So top five things that my kids say. Now, one that did not make the list that they have a tendency to say, because when you're raising children, you know, especially early on when you're potty training, there comes a point where, you know, they need to be wiped, you know, after, you know, they do their business, right? We're on terrestrial radio, can never, you know, can't be so graphic, but there does come a point in time where they start to wipe themselves. Now, the problem, and one of the things that they've had a tendency to say, or one of the top, I would say six things that they say is, I've clogged the toilet. So there does come a point in time. Now, all my kids are potty trained, obviously. They're 12, 10, and 8. If they were not, we'd have massive issues right now. But they do have a tendency when they wipe themselves now, instead of using, and I'm not one where I'm like monitoring the toilet paper use, but when you basically use half the roll to wipe yourself and you clog the toilet, and then my wife's not getting the plunger. Of course, I'm getting the plunger. And sometimes I'll be at Pix late at night. I'll get the text about 10:20. The toilet's clogged in the toy room. Can you make sure you unclog it when you get home? That's the thing you want to do. You walk in the house, got to walk the dog at like midnight, 12:15 in the morning. Chip needs to go out. He needs to do his business so he's comfortable and cozy throughout the course of the night, and he's not making a mess throughout the course of the night. But then the other thing you want to do is go out there and grab the plunger and make sure that you unclog the toilet. And sometimes there's been where you can't unclog it. No matter how many times you try it, you got to go out there and call, you know, you got to go out there and call the plumber the next day to come by and unplug and unclog the toilet. So that's been one of the things as of late for the Melusis boys. I've clogged the toilet. All right, let's get to number five since it's power up. Top five things the Melusis boys say. Crispy. Now you might say, well, you know, I'm not of the younger variety. Crispy can mean a number of different things. It can mean cool. It can mean awesome. It can mean impressive. Now, the one thing my son, youngest son Gregory, has a tendency to use, he uses the term crispy a lot. Whether I'm making him lunch that looks crispy, whether it be a great football catch when he's making, when the, it's a, you know, Malik Nabers, his favorite Giant, he's running around with his number one Malik Nabers jersey as we speak, but he uses the term crispy. So that was number five on my list. Number four, which this one annoys me. Like, I would not say I'm a strict disciplinarian when it comes to my kids. But my middle son, Paul, uses the term my guy. So if I'm like, Paul, it's time to get dressed for school. Calm down, my guy. I'm like, well, can you please stop calling me my guy like I'm your dad? Like, I don't need you to call me daddy, but don't call me my guy. I don't need you to tell me, you know, that. Or it's time to eat your, clean up after yourself after you eat. Okay, I got it, my guy. That's one of the ones that gets thrown around a ton in the Melusis household. Number
Moose, hold on. Because I have a question with that, because I have that too. My older son does that, JD. My guy is everything. But isn't that like when you say boss to somebody, hey, what's up, boss? Isn't that kind of like disrespectful?
Yeah. I agree with you. I tell him to stop it all the time. Does it stop, Pete? Let me ask you this. Does JD stop using it?
No, he called me my guy this morning.
Yeah, my son Paul uses it all the time. All the time. It doesn't matter. I've reached a point with my kids where no matter what I say, they're going to do the opposite. Like, go brush your teeth. No, I'm not going to brush your teeth. Your teeth will be yellow. It does not matter. Well, it's going to matter. At some point in time, you're going to want white teeth. Brush your hair. Do these things. Now, they're three boys. But yes, I tell my son Paul all the time, please don't call me my guy. Like, I don't have strict rules in the Melusis household. My wife is more the disciplinarian than anything else. I'm the softy. She's good cop, bad cop. I'm more the good cop. She's more the bad cop, right? We've taken on those roles in our marriage here and raising our three kids, but just don't say my guy. Like, if I ask you, like, hey, take out the garbage, I got it, my guy. Or I'm your dad. I'm not like your guy. Like, you could call your friends that, but I'm your dad. Like, you would, like, what are you doing? Like, don't call me that. Now, the third one on my list, I'm glad I'm not alone, Hoff. I'm glad you chimed in with the third one on the list is he started it. Now, I've got three boys. right? And so they can, I grew up with two sisters, one older, Kim, one younger, Paulette, right? So I've joked around about this before. Like, I never really got into fist fights, arguments, anything like that with my sisters. Got into arguments, but like really kind of my incarnation into being like the middle child when I was growing up is my sisters would basically dress me up as a doll and they put makeup on me as I was a kid, right? I mean, that's basically what it was, right? So a lot, a little strange, I get it, but that's really what, you know, what I need, that was my penance I needed to pay when I was growing up as a kid. Now, you've got three boys at home, they always fight. Like, they argue about everything. They could be playing Roblox. They could be playing Madden 25. They just got a Madden 26. They could be playing Madden 26. They could be outside throwing the ball around. It doesn't matter. Go outside, have a catch. One is throwing the ball at the other one. Like, it always ends up in some sort of screaming argument and fight. And the constant refrain that you get from all three of them, regardless of who it is, Jackson Paul, Gregory Paul, Paul Jackson, it does not matter. He started it. It's always pointing the other finger at everyone else. So, number five on the list is Crispy. Number three, four on the list is my guy. Number three is he started it. The second one, which annoys me, is this, is why. Now, Hoff, I don't know if you get this at your household, right? My kids constantly ask me why. Like, why you need to do something. And sometimes I really don't have an explanation. Like, I could talk about, like, the you know, the Knicks depth chart, whether or not they're going to win an NBA title. I could talk about the Jets, the Giants. You know, we could break down the Yankees and talk about their, you know, my concerns, the excitement about the Mets and Nolan McLean. Why? How'd we get there? All these things. Like, you ask your kids now, and I've reached a point, and they're significantly different. Like, when they're, you know, 6, 4, and 2, they're cuddly, they're sweet, they fall asleep early, this and that. Now they're pressing. And every time, got to go to bed. Why? Well, because it's bedtime. Well, my friends stay up later than I do. Well, I'm not the parent of them. Like, I'm your parent. Like, it's time to go to bed. Well, it's only 9:30 at night. So on and so forth, stays up till 10. Why? Why do I need to go to bed now? Well, time to take your shower. Why? Well, because you want to be clean. You don't want to smell. Why do I need to take a shower? I really didn't do anything today. I know. Well, that was the point. I asked you to go outside. You wouldn't go outside. Why? Why won't you go outside? Because it's too hot out. Well, why? Okay, it's summertime. Enjoy the leaves. Like, spend some time outside. You don't necessarily need to be spending time all day indoor reading or doing this or annoying the dog. Go walk the dog. Why? Because the dog needs to go to the bathroom and the dog is dying to go outside. He's circling the front door like he needs to do his business. Can you please bring the dog? Why? Because you know what, Chip? You need to take care of the dog. I constantly with my kids get the rationale of why. Why do I need to do something? Because I'm asking you to do it. I'm your parent. I'm trying to guide you through life. I'm trying to help you out early. At some point in time, you're going to cut your teeth. You're going to be in college. After college, you're going to have a job. You're going to be working. Hopefully, you meet the person of your dreams. You're married. You live happily ever after. But I'm trying to help you out early here, Hoff. Why? I constantly, from all three boys, Jackson, Paul, and Gregory, I get why.
So I get the same thing. And then I was told, and I got this argument with Nicole as well, my wife. I said, why do they always ask questions? Why don't they just do it? Like, again, wise. She said it's good for education skills. Like, that's what they're teaching, implementing with the kids these days is to further ask the question. Find more details of why you're doing it, and it helps them. I disagree. I just want them to do it. That's all I want. I don't care. Sometimes you just got to put your head down and go.
Yeah, just go do. There's no rationale. There's no reason. There's no, you know, there's no PowerPoint explanation of the reason why you need to do it. Please pick up your clothes off the floor. Why? Because your room's a mess. Because it's disgusting. Like, and it's time I have to do some laundry. That's the reason why. And it smells in here. Like, please pick up your clothes. Like, I mean, there's really nothing comes along with it. Like, I don't want to walk into the house and smell body odor. Like, why? Like, why do I need to do this? Like, come on. Just help out the cause a little bit. Like, I'm not asking you to run laps. I'm not asking you to do push-ups and sit-ups every single day or go out there and that you need to have summer reading list, the Melusis Boys summer reading list, but can you just be a little bit cleanly? I mean, I grew up with two sisters, didn't grow up with brothers, right? I don't understand it, but it's always why. Why do I need to do this and why do I need to do that? Now, the last one on the list, and this is number one, and Daboll dropped it the other day after the first preseason game, and I don't understand it. I really don't. You know, and 6'7". Like, they say it, like, all the time. Like, and I ask them constantly, Hoff, I'm like, what exactly does it mean? Like, there are other variations of numbers, which I won't get into right now, where you combine them, you have an understanding of what it means as you get a little bit older, right? So, well, but they throw out 6, 7. I go, what the hell does that mean? And they're like, I don't know. Well, then why are you saying it? Because I am. Well, but what are you trying to explain to me? Like, what are you trying to tell me? Like, I'm trying to get, like, I'm hip, I'm cool, I'm trying to be up with the younger terms and terminology, but like what does 6, 7 mean? And I understand it started on TikTok, Skrilla, came from a rap song and this and that, where the words were 6, 7, but everybody's saying it now. I have no idea what the heck it means.
But they don't know either. And I honestly originally thought that a lot of these kids thought, like, you know, when we say, you know, 69, hey, oh, that's what it was, and kids just got the number wrong. That's originally what I thought it was. But no, it's deeper than that. It means absolutely nothing, but it's deeper than that, and everybody knows it. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, they say it all the time, too. I mean, yeah. They say it all the time.
My son almost wanted, when he wanted to, because I don't know about your kids, if they pick out their jersey numbers for their sports, if they're asked beforehand, but Anthony, at one point in time, was asked what number he wants, and he said 67. And I go, are you serious? Are you really going to do that?
Yeah, so, you know, one interesting story. So, Gregory made a lacrosse team, right? And so, he wanted to be the number one for Malik Nabers. That number was already taken. So they gave him the number 67. So I was Donna sent me the things. I was like, absolutely not. Like, I'm not leaning into 6, 7. Like, pick another number. He picked like 5 other different numbers, and they were all taken. So I was like, Gregory, how about 97 for McDavid? He's like, all right, I'll take 97. I'm like, thank God. I can't have you running around as 6, 7. I just can't. I have no idea what it means.
6, 7.
I really don't. Yeah, it's just all the time. Like, it's just all the time. Throughout the course of the day, it's just nonsense and constantly nonsense. And listen, patience is king. My dad would always tell me that when I was a kid. There's no doubt when you have 3 kids, 12, 10, and 8, regardless of the age, and they get a little bit more difficult and they push back a little bit more, your patience continues to get tried. And you know what? They continue to push back, and they understand the weaknesses of the defense, and they understand who to ask, and they understand all these things. So when you're looking through it, and we were talking about power up, I'm thinking about, all right, well, what are the top 5 things I do? And I came up with 6. I've clogged the toilet. Crispy, my guy, he started it, always constantly asking why, and then 6, 7.
Now
the chart top.
Now Moose, it sounds like your boys have a lot of drip. Is that true?
That's true. Yes.
That's what goes on in my house. They worry about their drip. And I'm not even sure if I want to say that on there. I mean, I know what they mean by it, but like, yes. it is over the top, their drip in the house.
Yeah, my kid, Paul, the other day was watching a show. He's like, I love his fit. I'm like, yeah, looking sharp. He's looking good. Yeah, he really does. I'm like, look at this. Look at that. I'm connecting with my 8-year-old. I'm connecting with
And listen, by the way, it feels like you are the good cop for a reason, because they know at the end of the day who's going to plunge that toilet.
I am. There's no doubt about it. I am. It's like, it just, yeah, that's the worst text you could possibly get. And then you ask, is the bowl overflowing?
Oh, no.
And they're like, no, but it's right at the top. I'm like, please don't flush it. Why? Because then there'll be water all over the bathroom. Well, then you'll clean it up. I go, yes, I understand. Please don't flush the toilet again. Please, help Daddy out. All right, my guy. I got you.
Is it crispy?
All right. Is it crispy? Yeah, that's it. What billboard do we have here? I don't know. What billboard
we have? There's actually a sponsor for Power Up.
Oh, here we go. I missed it. I apologize.
Come on, my guy.
I know. I'm sorry. There's so many billboards here. I think I missed that one, Dove.
Dove, we'll, you should read it.
Yeah. You got it, Dove? You take it. 5 of 1. We'll come back. It's BT and Sal. There you have it. The Power Up. The Melusis boys, what they say, top 5 things. Crispy, my guy, not my fault. Why? He did it. And 6, 7. Also, I've clogged the toilet. 1256. Melusis with you, the Fan in New York.
And by the way, Power Up is brought to you by Princeton Longevity Center. Experience the power of personalized medicine.